Welcome to the Simply DV podcast for Wednesday, the 25th of October, 2006. Hello, my name's Colin from Simply DV, and in this podcast, I'll be discussing what you need to get your video footage from your camcorder into your computer in order to edit it and make DVD copies. I'll also be giving you some tips on how to get shots that set the scene for your sequences. We call them establishing shots. If you want to know more, don't go away. Our first topic, how to edit your footage in a computer. What do you need? If you're editing on a PC, then you'll have access to a program that comes free and is part of the Windows XP installation, and it's called Microsoft Movie Maker. Now, Movie Maker is a program that's aimed at beginners, and it provides the ability to connect up a DV or a Digital 8 camcorder via a FireWire connection, and then copy the contents of the tape or part of the tape into your computer and onto the hard disk prior to your being able to chop it about, cut out the bits you don't want, add titles, add bits of music, add a commentary, add credits, and save it for onward export to a format of your choice, such as DVD. On an Apple Mac, you also have a program that comes installed with the machine, and it's called iMovie. Now, iMovie is also designed to enable you to capture from a DV or Digital 8 camcorder or an HDV camcorder, high definition, and do a similar job of sorting your footage, adding titles, and so on. Both programs enable you to save to a number of video formats, and both programs require an additional application to enable you to then output your material onto a DVD disc. In the case of the Mac, there's another program which is also installed freely onto your machine at the time that you buy it, and it's called iDVD. So iMovie and iDVD together will give you the means to make your own DVDs of your digital video footage that's on tape. But if you're prepared to outlay a modest amount of money, there are other programs available, and these programs give you more input options from camcorders. We're talking about essentially three main products. Although there are others, the three main products that come into this category are Pinnacle Studio, Adobe Premiere Elements, and ULEAD Video Studio. Now, these three are all pretty much neck and neck in terms of the market that they're aimed at and what they're capable of doing. They all enable you to connect a DV or Digital 8 or even HDV camcorder to your computer, copy the contents of your tapes onto your computer's hard disk, and they enable you then to make DVDs from your material or export to other devices like iPods or to Windows Media Player or to video clips that you can upload to a website or send to your friends as email attachments. So the range of inputs and the range of options is much higher with those three paid-for programs over and above the programs that come as part of your installation package on your Windows PC or your Apple Mac. Now, there are some fundamental differences between the programs, despite the fact that they all do essentially the same job. The latest version of Pinnacle Studio, which at the time of recording this podcast is 10.5, is the latest in a long line of products that goes back 10 years, really. And it's a pretty good package for the complete beginner who simply wants to connect up his or her DV camcorder, get the stuff into the computer, and do the kinds of things that you would want to do fairly quickly and fairly efficiently without any technical know-how and produce a pretty good DVD at the end of it. The same can be said of ULEAD Video Studio, another simple-to-use program and one that's very easy to get to know. Pinnacle Studio and ULEAD Video Studio are both on a par with each other in terms of the skills that you need in order to use them, and the skills you need aren't that great, and the ease with which you can manipulate your video footage on your computer prior to output to your chosen device. Adobe Premiere Elements is slightly more sophisticated and can be reasonably considered to be a cut down of the Adobe professional level program, which is called Adobe Premiere 2. Now, Premiere is a much more expensive program, a much more complex program that's used essentially by either very serious enthusiasts or those working in the professional arena. Premier Elements is a cut down of that one, and it has an interface which is much more attractive to use for people who are just starting to get into digital video editing. It isn't complicated to use, and it produces really very good results. And what's also attractive about all these three programs is that you don't need any design skills to make titles, and you don't need any design skills to make the menus and the buttons for your DVD, in order that when you put the final disc into a DVD player, you have an attractive interface and you have nice attractive buttons and icons that you can click in order to see the sequences that you want. All of these things are driven by templates, and all of the templates are included on the installations. So all of these programs are aimed to make life very easy for DV and Digital 8, and indeed HDV camcorder owners, to get the material from the tape right through the system and out to a DVD disc, or, as I said, out to one of the other popular output devices like iPods and so on. If you're using a camcorder that records to DVD, HDD, or say an SD flash memory card, then you have a slightly different approach to getting the material into the computer. With these camcorder formats, you'd connect them to the computer in much the same way as you'd connect your digital stills camera in order to transfer pictures into the computer, except that we're dealing not with still pictures necessarily, we're dealing with moving picture sequences. But you would import them in much the same way. But these programs do actually have pretty effective import facilities. So you simply browse for the folder containing the clips on the camcorder and tell the program to import them into the project window in order that you can then start working with them. There are some fundamental differences between the types of file that are created, but the programs will enable you to edit footage from tape systems and tapeless systems. And in fact, they'll enable you to mix them as well. And in the instance of all three programs that I've mentioned, you can even import your little video clips from your mobile phones as well. So that's how far we've gone with it. Now, getting compressed sequences from tapeless camcorders into an Apple Mac for editing in either iMovie or Final Cut Express or Final Cut Pro, if you have the money, is a bit more complicated, and Apple Macs don't currently provide the easiest route to getting the MPEG-2 or MPEG-4 files from these devices into the computer for editing. There's still a little bit of a way to go there, but I'm pretty sure that Apple's on the case with that one. And if you're therefore looking to buy a system and you're intent on editing your DVD or HDD or whatever footage, then at the moment the best way to do that is on a PC. So those are the three program options: Pinnacle Studio Plus, Adobe Premiere Elements, and NewLead Video Studio. The reputation of Magix is actually coming up. It's a very effective little program to use, and it has the added ability that the company includes a lot of sound loops and sound effects and picture effects and backgrounds and such like that can all be assembled there and then on the editing timeline. And it's gaining a reputation amongst people for being a very, very good, fully featured editing program that comes at quite a low cost and is aimed at beginners. I think we'll see a lot more from Magix in the next year or two. But in terms of the overall ease of use, if I were to be asked the question about what I would recommend of the three main programs that I've mentioned, I would have to come down on the side of Adobe Premiere Elements. It's now in version 3, just released at the time that I'm recording this podcast, and I've been privileged enough to have had a play with it for a couple of weeks ahead of launch, and I've got to say that I'm very impressed with the program. It's very easy for a complete beginner to connect up a camcorder, to get material into the camcorder, and to do what needs to be done with it. And above all, I'm really impressed with the template system that it has that makes authoring a DVD disc or discs, depending on how many you want, a complete snip. There's nothing complicated about making a DVD within Adobe Premiere Elements, simply because the templates that are provided are very easy to use and they produce very good results. I do like Pinnacle Studio and I do like NewLead Video Studio because they're both very good, simple to use programs that beginners can take to very easily. They've both got a very nice, attractive screen interface, which makes things very easy to understand, and they have a menu-driven system, and the workflow that comes out of them, from getting the material in to chopping it about and adding the bits that you want to and chucking out the bits that you don't, right through to the creation of a DVD or an iPod video or whatever, are very straightforward indeed, and beginners won't have a problem with them at all. The Pinnacle Studio option has a slight downside that Pinnacle Studio programs always tend to have little faults with them that can throw up on one person's computer and yet not be apparent on another person's computer. And lots of people have had problems with Pinnacle Studio software, but I have to say that when it works very well indeed. ULEAD Video Studio is a very reliable application. Few problems are experienced by users, and the quality of the output is very good also. And if I were asked to give my favourite consumer prosumer editing package on a Windows PC and compare it with its equivalent on an Apple Mac, then the Apple Mac equivalent would be Final Cut Express HD. So Adobe Premiere Elements 3 on the PC and Final Cut Express HD on the Mac are two comparable programs for their relevant operating systems, and both achieve very similar results. The only problem with Final Cut Express is that you do need an authoring program such as iDVD to enable you to output, to author, in other words, finished DVD discs, whereas that function is part of the package that you get when you buy Premiere Elements 3. So Premiere Elements has the edge in that respect, but they're both very fine programs. And that brings us to this week's hints and tips. And this week what I'd like to do is to talk to you about what we call in the business establishing shots. An establishing shot is effectively a shot that sets the scene. What it says to the viewer is, this is where we are. And it might even hint as to what we're doing. So, for instance, if you were in New York, a shot of the skyline of the skyscrapers or the Statue of Liberty. If you were in London, a shot of Big Ben in the Houses of Parliament or Buckingham Palace. If you were in Sydney, a shot of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. It would be enough to indicate to people where you are. And what we normally do is that we associate the shots that come after it with that location. So a shot of Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament would indicate that we're in London, followed by a number of shots that you may have taken in London. You don't need to subsequently describe where you are because people associate it with it. And you can apply that principle to almost everything. It might be that you've gone around to your Aunt Nellie's house for a birthday party or something. A shot from the outside of Aunt Nellie's house, prior to your then moving inside and taking your video sequences, is enough to establish the location. And that's why we call it an establishing shot. And all you need to do to grab an establishing shot is to get away from the action for a minute and say to people, just give me 10 seconds, I need to get a shot of. Frame a shot nicely, hold it steadily, don't zoom, don't shake it, don't do anything with it, just hold a nice steady shot as if you were taking a still picture for maybe 5 or 6 or 7 seconds, count it in your head. Record that establishing shot, and then after you've done that, you can go off and do the bits that you need to do, such that when you edit it, that is to say when you piece it together in an editing program such as that I've already described, then you can put that shot right at the beginning and then edit the other shots in after it. You don't need to shoot it in the right order. You can probably grab your establishing shot as you're leaving the location. But if you're editing the sequence, ideally you need to put the establishing shot at the beginning. And in any of the programs that I've described already, you can do that simple job of juxtaposing the shots in a way that means something to your audience. So an establishing shot is a shot that gives people an indication of where you are and where the shots in the following sequence come from. And it's as simple as that. For more information, read one of my two books, because I discuss establishing shots in some detail. The most recent book is Need to Know Digital Video, and it's available right now. Visit the simplydv.co.uk website for more information. You can't miss it. And with that, that's the end of this week's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've got something from it. And as I always say, if you want to drop me any comments or suggest things that I can cover in a future podcast, then drop me a note either by signing up to and posting in the wonderful Simply DV bulletin board, or by dropping us an email at podcast@simplydv.co.uk. and I look forward to hearing from you. Meanwhile, thanks for listening, and I'll catch up with you again next week. The Simply DV podcast was produced using Pinnacle Podcast Factory, and production by App Music comes courtesy of Yopo, Y-O-P-O, you only pay once. Details can be found at the company's website at yopo.co.uk.